You're listening to Heritage Radio Network. HRN is food radio supported by you. Learn more at heritageradionetwork.org. Welcome, everyone, to a very special episode of Pizza Quest. This episode was recorded on location in Atlantic City during this year's Northeast Pizza and Pasta and Bakery Expo. Over the course of 2 days, I got the chance to interview a number of luminaries in the pizza and baking world, deliver educational presentations, and talk to the judges at both the pizza and the bagel competitions. We couldn't have covered this event without the help of our underwriters, and this episode was sponsored by Orlando Food Sales. Orlando Food Sales is a third-generation food importing company specializing in the importation and distribution of the best flour, tomatoes, oil, buffalo mozzarella, and vegetables and oil from Italy. Learn more at OrlandoFoods.com. In this episode, we'll hear from three judges of the Young Pizza Makers competition and get an inside look on what it takes to impress them. I hope you enjoy the show. I'm Peter Reinhardt for Pizza Quest here at the Northeast Pizza and Pasta and Baking Expo, but right now I'm standing in the judging booth for the pizza competition with three of the judges for the final category of today. And the category of today is what, Scott?
It's the Young Pizza Maker of the Year.
Young pizza. So we've already done the adults, all the professionals, they've all had their go. I was supposed to be a judge and I got here too late, all the pizzas were done. But I'm with Scott Anthony first, and what I want to do is ask Scott and David Ciancio? Sancio and Will Grant, who's been on Pizza Quest before. I want to ask you guys, as judges, what is it that you're going to be looking for, the qualities that will allow you to differentiate between, you know, the winners and the not winners? Scott, you go first.
Well, as a young pizza maker, we're definitely going to be looking for creativity, you know, what we expect from some of the young and fresh and what they have to add to the industry. But the basics of judging a pizza are always going to prevail. We're going to look for that crust that's baked just right, that's going to be able to hold the ingredients that are on it, and the toppings on it need to have that perfect balance of flavor and taste. So those basic ingredients plus that tidbit of creativity.
So you're going to have different expectations of the young pizza makers than you would have, say, a professional pizza operator, except the similarities are that you're looking for a good pizza. But are you saying it kind of starts more with the topping side as opposed to the crust side?
Well, I mean, creativity could be in the crust, too. How are they flavoring the crust? Do they have a different baking or fermentation process that gave it a special flavor? So, yeah, creativity can be seen in so many different ways. So we're going to look for what these young people have to add to the industry and the overall profile of the pizza.
And Scott Anthony's answering this knows what he's talking about, because Scott is a world champion pizza maker. Yeah, you're part of the world champion pizza team, right? The world champions and others. And talk about what you do in the pizza industry.
So I own Punxsutawney Pizza in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. I've been in the pizza industry since 1994. I've been here at Pizza Expo since the early 2000s as a speaker.
And you're a regular speaker here.
I'm a regular speaker. I've contributed to the magazine. I've judged at all the international competitions, and I've judged at other competitions also. So I kind of know what I'm looking for. I'm familiar with different styles of pizza. And, you know, just kind of love the industry. And so I like to see, you know, newcomers in it and share that joy and what they can share with us.
Well, forgive me for asking this, but I can't resist. You've been to so many pizza expos. Does it ever feel like Groundhog Day to you?
My whole life is Groundhog Day. Every day is pretty much the same thing. But just like with the movie Groundhog Day, you try to make each day a little bit better until you get it right, you know?
Yeah, so do you ever get surprised at these competitions of some of the things that you see, the pizzas that you see? You see anything new or kind of like, whoa, that's a cool one. I haven't seen that before.
Especially in Vegas, with the non-traditional pizzas, you do see a lot of surprises. I've seen some things that I would never have thought of, but they were great, like, you know, bacon and strawberries. Who would have thought?
Wow, that's even different than bacon and pineapple.
Yeah, or a Thanksgiving pizza, an Oktoberfest pizza. There's just so much that you can do with pizza.
So people can sometimes get way out of the box a little bit, and that's kind of interesting then. You're saying it can work.
Yeah, it can work. It is very interesting, yes.
And I'm sure there are times when it doesn't work as quite as well as they had hoped.
Yeah, it doesn't always come together the way you think, but, you know, that's the nature of the game. You got to try it.
Yeah, well, that's one of the cool things about these expos is that we get to see the future of pizza as well as its current present, you know, because some of these things are ideas. I remember when I was judging a couple of years ago that a Detroit pizza or a square pizza was practically, you know, it was such a new category that nobody even knew what to make of it.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody knew what a Detroit was, and Sean Randazzo brought that to the table and made it world famous. And, you know, a few years ago, the Roman category was brought in.
That's right.
And the pinza. So we see a lot of different things being introduced, and it's great to see these new innovations.
Well, it's great to see you again and see you here. And did you do a presentation today, this week while you're here? Did you give a talk?
Tomorrow. It's Owning Your Community. It's a marketing presentation, and so we're going to be doing some interviews with people from different operators around the country and some interesting things that they did to really become top of mind awareness in their community and to successfully run their pizzerias.
And I have to say that's one of the major reasons why people come to these expos is not just about the pizza, it's about the business, about understanding how to run a successful and grow a successful business.
Oh, exactly. We all have a passion for pizza, but we all, as business owners, want to turn that passion into some profits and be able to enjoy the benefits of our pizza.
Exactly, so that you can keep doing it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, anyway, thank you so much for your insight, Scott, and for being here today again. And I'll see you in Vegas, hopefully, in a few months.
All right, we'll see you there.
All right, thanks. Okay, so now we're going to go to talk to the other judges here. So what can Dave? Is it Dave?
Most people call me Rev.
Yeah, so your nickname's Rev. Rev, first of all, what qualifies you to be a pizza judge?
You know, I'm not sure. Other than I'm really, really passionate about pizza. I'm probably best known as in this crowd as a social media influencer. I have a couple hundred thousand followers on social media, so I'm eating a lot of pizza online. But I'm a digital marketing consultant.
Do you do presentations on that here?
No, not yet.
We got to get you.
I'm not in that club yet.
I'm sure there's a lot of people who would like to know, how can I become a media influencer?
Yeah, I mean, I do digital marketing for restaurants. That's what I do. So I help a lot. I work with a lot of pizzerias.
What if without taking business away from, what would be like a couple key points that you would make to somebody who wants to use social media to grow their business?
To focus more on email than social media. There's nothing more important than capturing your guest's email address and being able to email them like once a week. That's way more important than updating Instagram.
Wow, that is a golden piece of information, and you heard it right here on Facebook. Thank you so much for sharing that. What are you going to be looking for today in these pizzas from these young kids?
Well, we are judging the young kids, and I'm kind of not going to judge them any differently than I would any other pizza. Like, I'm not expecting them to perform differently or be more creative, or I'm not going to give them the distance to have flaws. Like, to me, if they're competing, they should be the best of what's out there, and I would judge it the exact same way. What I'm hoping for, though, is something memorable. And I think you can ask Will or you can ask Scott. We are hoping for that one pie that you eat it back and you're like, oh my God. Like, Will and I judged this 4 years ago, and the first thing we said to him was like, dude, you remember that one with the mini pepperonis? Like, it was amazing.
The memorable, oh my God, pizza. That says it all right there.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. I'm hoping that because they're young, maybe they don't have as they haven't been doing things the same way for a long time, so they just have a fresh new idea and something comes of that.
Sometimes not knowing is better, you know, because you're not afraid to try.
Yeah, or a mistake could be a beautiful mistake.
I like that. That's a great soundbite right there.
Say it again.
I said, sometimes a mistake can be a beautiful mistake.
Perfect. A perfect place to move on to our next judge. Thank you. That's a great bite. Rev, have people? Do you have a social media handle that people can follow you on?
I am Rev Ciancio, RevCiancio. And if you can't find that or you can't remember what I said, I also run an account called Fun with Fries, and Rev Ciancio is in the bio. So go to Fun with Fries, you can click right there.
Fun with Fries. Rev, thanks so much. It was great to see you. And now we're with Will Grant, pizza champion, West Coast sourdough maven. You're one of the guys that has kind of blown the lid open for pizza makers, who moving into the sourdough category. And we're seeing, when you and I first met, there were only a few of you guys that were really doing sourdough pizzas. Now it seems like almost everybody is. Are people calling you and saying, how do I do it?
Yes, I'm doing a lot of consulting for sourdough these days. A lot of people, you know, after the pandemic, two things were prevalent, pizza and sourdough. Everyone was doing it, so I'm really in a perfect area to really help out a lot of people as much as
possible. Pandemic did something that nobody could have calculated about for sourdough.
Absolutely. It's been so amazing to see so many people so passionate about something that I've been so passionate about for years now.
So what are you going to be looking for from these kids today?
I'm going to be looking for a balanced pizza. I have a different perspective that I've been making pizzas since I was 6 years old. So I know these kids can accomplish some great pizzas. So I'm going to be looking for a really good balanced pizza, looking for a good bake on the crust. I'm going to be looking for a nice topping where it's not over-topped, not over-cheesed, and just, like Rev said, something memorable that we can really talk about.
And, of course, Will, we featured one of your pizzas in the new Pizza Quest book, which was, I think, if I'm not mistaken, was your championship pizza, wasn't it? One of the ones that you won medals for.
It was. It was a championship one from this same arena where I think you were sitting right now judging that pizza.
That was when you won the Caputo Cup, wasn't it?
Yes. Yes.
And it's a white pizza.
Yes.
With blue cheese.
It's a gorgonzola sauce. I use the base with mushrooms, pine nuts, red onions, and garlic. They finish it with a little bit of feta cheese. I blitz and I put it on to let it melt down with the residual.
Yeah, it's wonderful. So if anyone wants to know how to make Will's pizza, it's in the book. But and we did an interview even a few years before that was a written one where we got it all in writing, and I basically put the transcript of our interview on the Pizza Quest website. So go to pizzaquest.com. And put Will Grant into the what do you call it, the search window, and you'll see both did we do the video one?
We did two video ones, and we did the one written one also. And I'm also number 104 in the sourdough library with Puratos.
That's right. That's right. And we talked about that today, actually, in one of my workshops. I mentioned that we were talking about the sourdough library, and I said, and in fact, we have somebody right here at the expo who has his sourdough is featured number 104.
And I'm the only one of the only pizzaiolos in the sourdough library also, yeah.
And your pizzerias are in the Pacific Northwest in the Seattle area. Why don't you tell everybody what the names are?
And so I have Sourdough Willie's in Kingston, Washington. You can find that at sourdoughwillies.com and on Facebook. They also have That's a Some Pizza on Bainbridge Island. That one you can find at thatsasome.com. We've had that one for 38 years, and we have Sourdough Willie's for 4 years now.
And what a story. So you're a lifer, number one, in the pizza world, but also a great cook, not just a pizza maker. You've got a sense of feeling for food, and now you're a world champion, too.
And now I get to judge the way you get to judge. How cool is that?
Which makes you, again, an influencer, because the judges are the biggest influencers, but the ones who are judging everybody else, right?
I guess so, yeah.
Well, and also you and I got to have dinner together last night at Chef Vola's, one of Atlantic City's legendary restaurants. Well, that was fun. Your veal chop was pretty huge.
It was amazing. You had to help me with a little bit of it.
Yeah, I did get a taste of that. That was really great. So, Will, it's good to see you. And thanks all of you guys for being part of Pizza Quest, and for sharing your insights. This is kind of fun to be here. Before the pizzas have come in, we're waiting for the kids to make their pizzas, and then you're going to deliver them. Depending on how things go, I may try to get back and get your after the judging, not while you're judging, but after you're judging, find out if you did have one of those wow moments, or saw a memorable pizza, because it's always exciting when that happens. What was the pizza that from a couple years ago that you thought was so cool?
There's two of them.
There was one that was a non-traditional. It was like a Detroit-ish. It was definitely a pan pizza, but it was like a Thanksgiving pizza. So it had like gravy and sweet potatoes, and it had like a purple flower. I don't even remember what it was like, but like it was so memorable because it was so unique. And then the other one
there's a little mini one Alberto did with a Forza Forte. Yeah, a mini cup and
like mini M&M sized cup and chars.
Cup and char pepperonis.
Yeah. Itty bitty bitty little thing.
Who would have thought of that?
Right.
And how did he get? How did he do it? How did he make? Did he cut them by hand?
He bought them. It was a Hormel product that he found. But like every single bite you took was just like. Pepperoni.
Yeah. Pepperoni and grease exploding in your mouth.
A lot of grease. It was very greasy pizza.
Probably what made it so memorable.
Yes.
All right, guys. You all heard about it here. We'll see if we could come back later and find out who the winners were. And have fun on the tasting today. I'll see you throughout the show.
Absolutely.
Thanks a lot, guys. Okay, I am back in the judging area with two of the judges. I don't know where our third judge went to, but I got Will and Rev here, and you guys have judged the young people's pizza, the kids. Can you tell us a little bit about, because we have not heard who the winners are, so we don't know what it tallied up to, but did you guys see anything that got you excited today?
I saw there were a few pizzas in there, really good. There was a few. They did a spelt sourdough. There was one with pepadu and a 48-hour starter fermentation.
Steps into the future.
Yeah. There was one that had 80% hydration with semolina flour, there's almost like a Roman
these
style.
These kids are reading books. They're
yes.
reading about
yes, they're reading
the
your books.
That's cool. I like the 80% hydration is not for the not for the beginners.
No, not at all. That's a very, very hard one to do, especially in round pizza. It's one
how
thing.
The execution's good?
It was good. They need a little help on definitely opening it up. But, you know, opening up 80% hydration dough ball is pretty challenging.
How are the ovens here? A lot of times at these competitions, perfectly great pizzas don't come out great because the ovens are never, don't get hot enough or whatever.
It's always a challenge. You're dealing with a giant warehouse. You have a big draft coming through.
Yeah.
These are ovens that have never been used before. That, you know, always the thermostats aren't always working correctly.
Yeah, exactly.
The elements aren't working correctly inside of it also.
It's kind
of
like
know,
trying
you
to do it.
You what the person did in it before you. Yeah.
And you're trying to big, it's like cooking with one hand tied behind your back.
Absolutely. So it's really important. You'll see a lot of people that they'll close the door to the oven and they'll walk away. And that's where a lot of mistakes are made, because you have to constantly watch this pizza and make sure it's being baked correctly.
Good point.
And I think it's going to be kind of cool to keep track of some of these kids, because a few years from now they'll be in the professional categories, and you'll kind of get to, I saw you coming, you know?
Yeah, that was interesting. We judged, I think, 7 pizzas, and they were all over the place. Like, that was the thing, is they could enter anything they wanted. Basically, everything was non-traditional.
Goes, yeah.
And there was a couple that were very classic styles with, like, slight twists and interpretations, and there was some really crazy stuff in there, like the seasonal pie, what was it, with caramelized onion, fresh ricotta with infused ginger, sausage, pear, squash medley, candy walnuts, thyme. Like, it was, like...
Definitely not a minimalist pizza.
No, we had, like, two extremes. We had, like, really unique takes on some classics and then some really crazy stuff. But it was
that one, and then on the other side, there was a small personal margarita Neapolitan style. It literally was 6 inches.
A purist.
Yes.
It was like the size I would have got served like in a school lunchroom.
Exactly.
It was tiny.
But, because you've already made your votes and everything, so without revealing anything that you can't reveal ahead of time, because you don't know who actually won, did you guys feel kind of, did you sense that there was kind of a unanimity about which were the ones that kind of broke from the pack and could be winners?
There always is. It's always kind of right in your face, you know. It goes down to a few points of how did they open it up, how did they shape it, how did they bake it, and that really goes to personal preference on it. But definitely the last three, I think, were definitely top. The first one and the last three, so we're really, really amazing.
Out of 7, so you got me. And so it'll be interesting now when they do announce the results, which will that be today, do you think, that they'll announce the winners?
I think they'll do it here pretty soon. They just need to tally up all the points over again.
There's only 7 competitors.
So they should,
like,
it shouldn't take forever.
Yeah.
All right.
But it was fun. It was actually a really fun category to judge, because people just did kind of whatever they wanted and made some good pizzas.
Yeah, like freewheeling creativity. I love it.
There was one or two in there that I was like, I would absolutely eat this pizza again.
That's
a good sign.
Right there. Absolutely, yeah.
Well, you are here on the emerging trend of the next generation of pizza makers. Maybe the next time I get around to writing a Pizza Quest book, I'll be able to feature some of these guys as they break into the business and become the next round of superstars.
I tell you what, after tasting those pizzas, you definitely will be.
That's good news. All right. Well, guys, thanks so much for sharing all this. And again, all of you who are listening, we may be able to get the results to you, but if not in this episode, then just go to the Pizza Northeast Pizza and Pasta Expo, and there'll probably be something posted as to who the winners are. Any predictions? If you were to predict one or two of the ones that you think will win, so that when they go to look for it, they'll know what to look for.
The pepadu one, I really
that
like.
Was really good.
The one with pepadu peppers.
It was like pepadu and sausage. And then I thought like it was like a margarita take, basically.
Margarita with the spelt sourdough.
Oh, the spelt and sourdough.
Yeah,
that's right.
Really
then that for a young person to be using spelt flour, that's somebody who's not a beginner cook, even if they're a young person.
And then the one, the semolina with 80% hydration, that was really good too.
Yeah.
A little bit more finesse on it, but it was really, really good. Yeah.
Doing some advanced
work. Well, that's exciting for us to know that, as always, the pizza world is just going to keep getting better and better.
Right.
feel like we're the pre-show to the NFL draft. Like, who do you think is going to go in the first round?
It's like the McDonald's All-Star game, you know? Yeah. All right. Guys, thanks right. so much.
You get a happy meal. You get a happy meal. Right.
And we'll see you at the draft. Bye-bye. And thanks again for listening.
Thanks again to Orlando Food Sales for sponsoring this episode of Pizza Quest. Learn more at orlandofoods.com. That's it for this episode. If you want to hear more of our coverage from the Northeast Pizza and Pasta and Baking Expo, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Pizza Quest is powered by Simplecast. Thanks for listening to Heritage Radio Network, food radio supported by you. Keep in touch at heritageradionetwork.org/subscribe.